If we've learned anything over the last decade, it is that change is the only constant. And our ability to adapt to that change, that's our greatest asset. I see threats and opportunities throughout the investment landscape. The biggest risk I see right now is that investor sentiment has made the full swing. The VIX level now shows complacency is high. In fact, since 1990, the VIX has only been lower about a half dozen times. No, it doesn't mean anything is about to go wrong, but it does mean that investors aren't prepared for a negative surprise. Let's talk about it. Welcome to The Money Runner. I'm David Nelson. There's always good and bad. On the plus side, there's a lot to be thankful for. The Fed is at peak Fed funds. In fact, Jay Powell said as much in the last press conference. Artificial intelligence is clearly going to be the biggest investment theme of my career. In fact, on this podcast, tech visionary Jeff Huber said, every company will be an AI company even if they don't know it yet.
We think that AI is that kind of inflection now happening in the 2020s, where just about every company is going to be an AI company, whether they recognize it or not.
The productivity bump should be felt by most industries that adapt their models, integrating these new tools to do all sorts of things that will enhance the top and bottom line. Smart inventory management, fall protection on the assembly line, advanced robotics and research, the sky's the limit. There's always near-term challenges. We have a concentration of capital today in some companies that are visibly showing signs of slowing. Apple is at the top of that list. Apple is up close to 50% this year, but so is its valuation. The entire move is multiple expansion. 29 times forward earnings is a lot to pay for a company growing at low single digits. On the other side of that, you have NVIDIA, which, despite being up 234% this year, has actually seen its earnings multiple go lower. The market is telling us the risk on trade is to move down in market cap and buy growth at a cheaper price. There's lots of choices. I'll go over a couple in a minute. One last note of concern is that the market is now priced in at least 125 basis points of cuts by this time next year, with many believing we'll see the first cuts in March. In fact, just this week, Goldman capitulated. They were looking for the fourth quarter next year. They've now pulled into March as well. Sure, it could play out that way, but a more likely scenario is for the Fed to drag their feet, resisting the call to cut until they're forced to. What could force them? The leg effects of higher for longer finally do some damage. We're starting to see that. We're starting to see some stress in the consumer when you look at credit card metrics. Geopolitical events outside of our control, that could start to cause economic harm. The challenges to shipping in the Red Sea are a direct offshoot of the war in Gaza. Today's ships forced to divert end up adding 3,000 nautical miles and 10 days to the journey. That's real money that will be paid by the consumer. I said we were going to move down in market cap. Fluence Energy. If alternative energy is going to play a more meaningful role in our energy footprint, then storage has to be the key to making that happen. The sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. We're going to need utility-scale storage solutions. These systems are massive, they're complex, and maybe the only answer for alternative projects that still have to compete with the mass availability of fossil fuels. This is where Fluence comes in. This is a young public company, but already generating profits. The most recent quarter was a blowout, with revenue coming in at $673 million. That's a better than 31% beat. Profits were better too. Even free cash flow was a beat. I think these companies have learned the lessons of the venture capital meltdown we've seen in the last couple of years. Now, know this going in. There's some hair on this stock. They're in the middle of a middle of litigation with a legacy customer over a disputed bill and claims of faulty equipment. I have no idea how this is going to turn out. Stock went down hard on this news, but seemed to quickly recover. Remember, these are very small, very volatile companies, one step above venture capital. So don't get caught up in the fact that they can jump 10, 20% in a session. They can go down just as hard. Also, know this as well. Siemens and the Cato Investment Authority own close to 69 million shares. That's a significant portion of the float. So that's a lot of overhead supply that could eventually come to market. All right, number two on deck, Advantis Small Cap Value ETF. Look, for a lot of investors, a smart ETF like this one is the answer for your small cap exposure. Look, I hate the index. There's a lot of garbage companies in the Russell 2000. Now, Advantis is a quant-driven fund using multi-factor analysis, much like I use in my own strategy, Alpha Select. They use it for stock selection and position weights. Like I said earlier, small companies add a significant level of risk, and most have little or no analyst coverage. So if you can't do the work on these names, then a smart ETF like Advantis is a great choice. This was likely the last podcast for 2023. It's been a wild ride this year, and I hope you had some fun along the way. Visit me on Substack for articles and charts, and please, if you like the pod and want to support the effort, all you have to do is hit subscribe. Thanks for joining. I'm David Nelson.